Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, welcome. And it is Monday, Dr. Martin Luther King Day at News Radio 930 WBEN. And it is TB here on a Monday. It is bitterly cold outside, but at least the snow, at least in the Buffalo Metro, has stopped and has ceased. And it was cold. So if you were out at all late last night, it was that glimmering cold weather snow. It actually looked pretty in the headlights if you took a while to actually take a peek at it. So I said take a peek at it, not to write your name in it. So anyway, Jim Kelly, and I should be clear about to whom I am referring. Jim Kelly, legendary Buffalo sports star, legendary quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, NFL Hall of Famer, Jim Kelly, has landed himself in some hot water on Twitter because Jim Kelly has actually made an endorsement in NY27. Jim Kelly has endorsed a longtime family friend who is Beth Parlato. You might have heard her ads running here on WBEN, who is running for Congress in NY27. And to make it worse, Jim Kelly, and I'm speaking somewhat tongue-in-cheek here when I say to make it worse, to make it worse, Jim Kelly actually had the audacity and the boldness and the lack of tact and the ill manners to include President Trump's Twitter handle in Jim Kelly's tweet. So Jim Kelly is under the gun and not the K-gun. Jim Kelly, here's a guy, I mean, it's interesting because here's a guy that the entire area was saying prayers for just a few years ago. Here's a guy who tragically had to bury his own son. Here is a guy who is a Buffalo legend, okay, for many, many reasons, and just one step into politics and tagging Donald Trump. Jim Kelly becomes persona non grata to some people. Jim Kelly becomes the devil incarnate for having the nerve to not just endorse a candidate, Beth Parlato, a longtime family friend of the Kellys, but as I said, to include President Trump's Twitter handle in his Jim Kelly's tweet. Well, I don't know where you are on this. I mean, Jim Kelly has the right to endorse whomever Jim Kelly wishes to endorse for Congress. I mean, if he wants to endorse Beth Parlato, that's cool. If he wants to endorse Rob Ort, that's cool. If he wants to endorse Chris Jacobs, that's cool. Whomever is his choice, he ought to have the ability to make it. It is, I think, somewhat, I don't know, it can be dangerous to get involved in endorsements in primaries. I can think of one very famous national radio talk show host who does not endorse anybody in a primary campaign because it puts you in an awkward position if you've got four or five people who are seeking a nomination and your choice doesn't get it. Then you have to say, well, okay, so my candidate didn't get it, but my second favorite choice is, and that, you know, sometimes doesn't fly all that well. So do you believe that Buffalo icon, and I really don't like using that word, but it must be applied to Jim Kelly. Do you believe that Buffalo icon Jim Kelly made a mistake in not only endorsing Beth Parlato, but including President Trump's Twitter handle in his endorsement. And you know, there's a bigger concept here that I think we need to get into. I mean, this is so illustrative of the gap and the divide in America right now, because as I started off saying, Jim Kelly is a guy for whom how many people prayed when he was undergoing some real touch-and-go surgery? This guy is a cancer survivor who can call himself a cancer survivor, and he went through it the hard and long way. This guy has had a lot of success in his life. He has also had some devastating personal circumstances, i.e. the death of a child in his life. And yet, just by stepping into the political arena and including President Trump's Twitter handle in his endorsement of Beth Parlato, Jim Kelly suddenly becomes reviled by some people. One comment said, I can't believe you went there. I'm out. I'm paraphrasing. People are saying things like, just stick to football, Jim. Stick to what you know. And Jim Kelly and his wife say, look, Beth Parlato is a longtime family friend. Our kids grew up together. And this is about loyalty. And, you know, I mean, there are times where, you know, I've had friends running for office, and I certainly have thrown my support behind them as friends or as people I know. And I want to see them win. And I don't think that Jim Kelly should be prohibited or barred from giving a political endorsement. Even if Jim Kelly wants to come out and endorse Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, that's not going to happen, I strongly suspect. But even if he were to do that, he still, in the United States, has the right to express his opinion. But we live in a culture in which you only basically have the right to express your opinion if it agrees with your opinion. There are people who simply cannot deal with the fact that there are people who simply do not view the world in the way in which they view it. And they want a homogeneity in thought as opposed to a heterogeneity of thought. They want everybody to be on the left. And frankly, there are people on the far right who are just as bad. To be brutally honest with you, there are extreme partisans on both sides. And I've dealt with the right-wing ones, I've dealt with the left-wing ones, and these are people who are maniacs when it comes to politics. And there's no reasoning with them, there's no talking with them. They are absolute fanatics, okay? It's like trying to deal with a jihadi. You can't do it. Jim Kelly has the right to express his opinion. You have the right to not follow Jim Kelly. You have the right to unfollow Jim Kelly on Twitter. You have the right to not pay attention to what Jim Kelly says on Twitter. And he has the right, if he wishes, to block you from his page, if he so wants to do. Such is America. But if this is not illustrative of the kind of divide that we have in America, and forget America, even here in Western New York, I really don't know what is. I mean, let's face it, to most of America, Jim Kelly is the guy who led the Buffalo Bills to four straight Super Bowl appearances, is an NFL great. But here in Buffalo, Jim Kelly is something altogether different. Jim Kelly is almost a mythical figure, and as I said, certainly an iconic figure. So you know, his words may or may not carry more weight here than they would in the rest of the country by virtue of the fact that he's a very big fish, still years after his retirement, in what is a relatively small pond. But Jim Kelly is taking heat for endorsing Beth Parlato, a conservative, and because he put President Trump's Twitter handle in his, Jim Kelly's, tweet in which he supported Beth Parlato. So your message to Jim Kelly would be what? Do you support what he's done, or do you think he should just stick to football? And what thoughts do you have on this being a real tangible illustration of how divided this area is and by extension this country. He's received a lot of support on Twitter, to be sure, but he also has received probably more negative comments on this than anything since the kneeling controversy. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I don't think Jim Kelly did anything wrong. All he did is endorse a friend. He exercised his right to endorse a friend, and if people don't like it, you know, screw them. I mean, unfollow Jim Kelly. Nobody put a gun to your head to follow Jim Kelly, and if you are that steadfast or fanatical in your politics one way or the other, so that somebody like Jim Kelly has the ability to press your buttons or to send you into spasms of grief or deliriums of anti-Trump hostility or whatever, well, you know, just unfollow. It's a real simple thing. It's like, I don't like your show. I don't like your language. Well, there's probably about 1,000 options you've got, and I can't hold a gun to your head and tell you to listen to me. Let's go to Chris in Hamburg first up on WBEN. Chris, what do you make of this Jim Kelly tweet and the reaction to it? A lot of it, more so than he usually gets, being negative.
Well, I should say, you know, I'm surprised that I'm not. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me, the absolute hypocrisy from the left. You know, they see themselves as the welcoming party, the forgiving party, the most open party. But it comes with a caveat. It's only if you believe in what they believe in. I don't see anything wrong with Jim Kelly doing this. You know, he's not out there holding a banner at a rally or whatever, which if he did that, that's up to him too. And he's able to do that. But again, and I know it's not every Democrat, but for the most part, that's what we're seeing. The hypocrisy it's absolutely mind numbing. And
well, you know what though? I mean, you say Democrat, but honest to God, I also get it from people on the far right. How could you possibly support Donald Trump with his past, with what he's done with women?
You know, and I get that. I understand it. I don't, and I don't fully support Donald Trump in everything that he has said or he has done. He is his own worst enemy, and he has put the target on his back. And I don't. I'm a Republican, but that doesn't mean I believe in everything he has done or said. His policies and procedures more. They're more in tune to what I believe in and what I want. So again, it's not that I'm a fully 100% Trump supporter, but compared to what is available on the left, it's not even close.
I mean, people get really upset that a multimillionaire Manhattan developer got a lot of high class tail back in the 70s and 80s. I think a lot of that is just jealousy, frankly.
Absolutely. Well, it is. It is. And again, I'm not, you know, a 100% Trump supporter, but it's definitely more of what I believe in. And It just stymies me that, you know, we hear everything about the left and the Democrats, and everything they do comes with a caveat. If you believe in what they believe in, if you don't, God forbid. And this is what we're seeing with Jim Kelly. So message to Jim Kelly, you did absolutely nothing wrong. Do not backtrack from what you're doing right now. If you backtrack, then that just cheapens what you are doing and what you're saying. So, no, I don't see absolutely anything wrong with what he did.
Yeah, I don't see him backtracking, because this is a personal relationship that he and his wife Jill have with Beth Parlato. I by the way, I've met Beth Parlato, and I can understand absolutely why Jim Kelly and his wife are enamored of Beth Parlato. Beth Parlato is a really nice person. She's very down to earth. She is highly intelligent.
But like I said, God forbid you support a Republican or a conservative. That's what I'm saying. That's where their hypocrisy really comes out. And when you really see it, is when you don't believe in what they believe in.
Well, unlike other Republicans who've been mentioned in this race, I know that she'll go to Washington and be a Trump supporter and will be more of a conservative and not just a convenient conservative.
Right.
Unlike certain other Republicans I can think of.
Absolutely. And again, there are Republicans who I can't stand too. So it's not like, you know, I vote for the best candidate. Right now, there is no chance, and heck, I'm going to vote for any type of Anybody who's available right now, let me just put it that way.
All right. I am glad you called. Thank you very much. Jim Kelly is taking some heat. And Jim Kelly is one of the most beloved people in Western New York. And I don't say that lightly. Jim Kelly's life here has been storied. And, you know, there are really two Jim Kellys in the same way that there are two Thurman Thomases. There are, you know, there's the Jim Kelly who came to Buffalo kind of, you know, with a chip on his shoulder, didn't really want to be here. The young playboy party guy, like an NFL quarterback wouldn't be a young playboy party guy. And then there's the middle age to later age Jim Kelly, who has become, you know, very much of a family guy, who is seen as a bulwark of conservative values. He is very, very much into his faith, and that's the Jim Kelly that is endorsing Beth Parlato, and that is the Jim Kelly that has put out the tweet that has people in spasms of delirium and anguish over not just his endorsing Beth Parlato, but also the fact that he included Donald Trump, President of the United States, in the tweet. Here is Gene in Buffalo. What's your message for Jim Kelly, and what do you make of this as an emblem of the division in the area?
Well, as far as Jim Kelly goes, stand strong, because Jim Kelly has the right to say and believe and feel.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The way he does about whoever he does. Okay, he's an American citizen. He deserves that. And considering everything he done been through in his life, I look at it this way. For people to troll him like they are on the internet, that just tells you what kind of people that they are. Okay? It's just that simple. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, I don't care. You know, right? The bottom line is this. If you are that petty and that weak-minded because someone doesn't agree with you, that you got to get hot and bothered, you need therapy.
You know, that it's really interesting that you say that, because we have there's a story, Gene, that's out today that most American adults are getting less than 6 hours sleep a night. I attribute that to anxiety. Some of the anxiety I attribute to technology. Some of the anxiety I attribute to the divide in America. And nowhere is that divide more clearly seen than in social media. That's why I have a Twitter account in my name. I can't even tell you the last time I've been on it. It's been years since I've been on it.
I don't deal with Twitter or any of Facebook or any of that. I got rid of that when a long time ago, because I just realized it's just a lot of people on there that just talk nonsense. Okay, and I don't see that they actually putting a point across that I could sit there and say, maybe I could think about that. All right. Most of the time, it's just a bunch of trash talk or trying to belittle someone or trying to hurt someone's feelings, you know. And it's like, why would you want to sit there and have your life be that way? Because you got a different point of view than another person. This is just the problem with this country today, is that so many people have been brainwashed to think that this is how you're supposed to be. Okay. That now, I don't know if we can come back from this. Okay. But maybe we can. Okay. But I'm an independent. I could vote for Democrat or Republican. This year, I know who I'm voting for. That's Trump. And I'm going down the party line because I don't see nothing that the Democrats have that I like. If they had a couple of candidates that I like, I'd probably vote for them.
Understood. Understood. Gene, always a pleasure. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
All right. There's Gene in Buffalo. And your message to Jim Kelly, and if you're just joining us, the Buffalo football legend, NFL Hall of Famer, and really one of the most beloved sports figures in Buffalo history, and even more so since he retired and, you know, with Jill in the picture and all, and being a family man and all those attributes I listed before, you know, Jim Kelly is highly respected by an awful lot of people. But my God, he endorsed Beth Parlato and included President Trump in his tweet. And people are coming down on him for it, as if he's done something wrong, either by endorsing Beth Parlato, a longtime family friend, or by including the president in his tweet. And I never thought I'd see the day when including a president in your tweet would be a reason for somebody to hate you or to troll you, just like Vince Vaughn suddenly became, Vince Vaughn was just officially canceled because he spent a few minutes with President Trump. I mean, stop the madness. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All righty, it is 3:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2020, national holiday, and the gas company is still out trying to read your meters, I'll say that much. I found that out earlier today, didn't even get the door. 3:38, so Jim Kelly is taking some heat. Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback, Buffalo sports and Buffalo community legend. Here is a guy who has enjoyed the best trappings of success there are. I mean, this is a guy who, when he first came to Buffalo, didn't really want to be here. He first started playing for the Buffalo Bills. Local car dealer gave him a brand new Corvette off the showroom floor. And actually, it was vandalized in the parking lot shortly thereafter. But that's another story altogether. But Jim Kelly is a guy for whom many people have prayed. He buried his son, Hunter. He started Hunter's Hope. He is a survivor of some serious cancer and major operations, and is, I think it's safe to say, in 2020, a beloved person in Western New York. But in 2020, it doesn't matter, because Jim Kelly tweeted that he and his wife are supporting a congressional candidate. And let me just read the tweet verbatim, if you don't mind. Let's see. President at Real Donald Trump. My wife, Jill, and I are supporting Beth for Congress for our district, NY27. Our daughters grew up together. We know her and trust her to stand for what matters most. She's a strong, conservative Republican we believe can win special elect 428, April 28th. So that's what Jim Kelly tweeted. And the hate against Jim Kelly was the feedback, if you will, the bounce back, the blowback, the upshot was so severe in some cases, that Jill Kelly later tweeted out, when you tweet to support a friend running for Congress that you've known for more than 20 years and you get hate, it's called loyalty, with every letter of the word loyalty having been capitalized. And as I said earlier, I've had a chance to meet Beth Parlato and speak with Beth Parlato, and I was very impressed by Beth Parlato. It was at a fundraiser for actually a friend of mine who was running for Tonawanda Town Board, and I found her to be very outgoing, very down-to-earth, highly intelligent, very inquisitive. And I can understand why Jim and Jill Kelly are backing Beth Parlato. And even if you are backing Rob Ort or the other fella, that's, you know, that's your prerogative. I mean, Jim Kelly could have just as easily tweeted out, we're supporting Rob Ort, and taken hate. I mean, the minute he invoked Donald Trump's Twitter handle, he basically was running the risk of alienating half of the people who follow him on Twitter. Such is the divisive nature of American politics in 2020. And what is your message to Jim Kelly? Did Jim Kelly do anything wrong? And by the way, do celebrity endorsements of political candidates amount to anything? I personally don't think they do, any more than Leonardo DiCaprio going to Washington in his private jet and then giving testimony about other people's carbon footprints and the need to fight climate change influences middle America. I mean, middle America sees people like that as a hypocrite. Let's go to Susan in Buffalo on WBEN. Susan, your message for Jim Kelly.
Hi, Tom.
Howdy.
My message to Jim Kelly is stay strong and don't back down, and just keep fighting the good fight. As you said, this is cancel culture now with social media. The minute the Democrats, find out that you don't support what they support, they're gonna try and cancel you. They're gonna try and cost you your job, your rights, basically. And like I said, I support them completely. Frankly, I saw the ads running for this person. I did not know who she was until I saw a rather lengthy ad on television, two ads. And I didn't know Jim Kelly was supporting her until I listened to your show today. And I don't live in that district. I wish I did, because I would definitely vote for her based on what her ad is saying and what she believes in and her conservative values. It's great that Jim and his wife are supporting their friend, and there should be nothing wrong with that. No one should have a problem with it. But if, unfortunately, again, in today's cancel culture led by the Democrat liberals, this is what we have here.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, if you know anything about Jim Kelly's values and his faith as a middle-aged to older man, nobody in their right mind should be surprised that Jim and Jill Kelly are conservative Christians. Nobody.
Exactly.
I mean, do these people honestly not? Are there people who are not aware of that, the importance of their faith in their lives?
Well, I'm sure there are, because there are some people that, you know, and it's their right to their belief, obviously. Some people just don't believe, and that's their right. But there are some people that, you know, just they have to have their say no matter who it is. And it'll be interesting to see if any of our local politicians get involved in this and chide him, so to speak, in hopes that he'll back down. But as I said, I hope they stay strong and, you know, they believe what they believe in, and they stick to their beliefs, and they don't back down.
Look, maybe I'm wrong on this, Susan, but given his life story, given what this guy and his family have been through in recent years on the health front, and on the Hunter Kelly front, mm-hmm. You know, Jim Kelly is kind of like a sacred cow in this town. And I don't say that disparagingly. I mean, he did a 180 in his life. And he is a guy who has endured a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. And he is a guy who basically, you know, has, as I said earlier, I mean, the guy's changed from what he was when he first came here as the brash quarterback who never wanted to play in Buffalo, to the point where long time now, after he left the Buffalo Bills, Jim Kelly still dwells among us.
Yes, well, I agree with everything you said. And I just have my suspicions. I don't think it will be said publicly by any local politicians, but I just think maybe they would talk to him privately and say, well, you know, you have a right to your beliefs, and we're glad, you know, you support whoever you want to support, but you need to take out the Donald Trump angle of it, because Donald Trump is so hated by the left, and especially by our local politicians here, our local Democratic Party.
Yeah, I see no boot for any politician getting involved in a Twitter or internet altercation with Jim Kelly. Because I'm sorry, but maybe I'm just sizing up the situation the wrong way, but Jim Kelly as a human being is about as venerated as there is in Western New York. I mean, does anybody remember the prayers in the air when he was going through his cancer surgery in New York City, the uncertainty of knowing whether Jim Kelly was going to survive? Does anybody remember the tweets by his daughter watching her dad bravely fight cancer and then come back after the surgery and have to go through grueling and extensive rehab? This guy is tough. This guy is a fighter. This guy is somebody who basically has a never say die attitude. And how can you not view somebody like that as sacrosanct?
I agree. But as I said, I'm one of the many, the thousands, the 99%, I'm sure, of Buffalonians and New York State residents that were praying for him, you know, through his endeavor, through his trials and all with the cancer and everything. And of course, before that, with his son Hunter, so, and his whole family. So I just think it's the state of again, social media today. And I can speak for myself. I'm not on Twitter. I would never even think of being on Twitter. Frankly, I don't have the time to be on Twitter.
Yeah, me either.
It takes a lot of time to devote to be on these social media platforms. And I just think I could be doing a heck of a lot better things with my time than getting into a war or something, a war of words with people over your beliefs. I mean, people are free to have their beliefs. That's why we live in America. It's a free country, at least the last time we checked. And I support them fully. I would ask them, don't back down. Don't back down to the cancel culture, the media mobs that are out there for people. I'm talking about people that don't know who he is or just don't care, or, you know, like I said, anything Donald Trump, wherever his name is invoked, you're going to always have someone, some group that is going to come down on that person, whoever it is. I mean, it's not, even if someone is beloved as Jim Kelly and his family, it's sad, but it's just the way it is today.
Yep. Well, and again, I mean, there's that expression, cancel culture, and it is absolutely accurate. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. It is 3:48 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Your message to Jim Kelly, and I'll throw another question in. Should Jim Kelly retract his endorsement of Beth Parlato? Because Jim and Jill Kelly are getting trolled by the haters, should he remove the reference to President Trump in his tweet? Is that what the hang-up is with some of you? And, you know, again, the small picture is, it is kind of stunning how a guy who is so revered in this area, and, you know, when he does pass, it's going to be a very sad day for an awful lot of people in Western New York. I mean, I'm not saying that anything like that is imminent or is going to happen soon, but we all go to ashes, and that day is going to be a real sad day. And I've got no reason to believe he's not going to be with us for a nice long time. But you've got a guy who is, as I said, revered. And I don't mean to underplay this, but Jim seems to be catching most of the heat right now. His wife, Jill Kelly, is a motivational speaker, an inspirational speaker. I've never talked with her. I've never met her. But she is basically one of these salt-of-the-earth ladies who is extremely strong and extremely supportive of her husband, and who is just a really, 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 really nice person. That's what I hear. And you know, here we have Jim Kelly, including President Trump's Twitter handle in his tweet in which he endorsed his friend Beth Parlato. And Jim Kelly is being raked over the coals for it. Should he retract it? Should he bring it back? Or should he just tweet more about how he wants Beth Parlato to take it? And by the way, too, it I would be shocked if it was just the people on the left who are trolling Jim Kelly, because there are certainly people who support other candidates or would-be candidates in NY27, and I'm pretty sure that they'd be none too pleased to find out that Jim Kelly has endorsed Beth Parlato and not their particular candidate of choice in that district. And the Democrats are going to give it to Nate McMurray. Let him try again. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get the latest in traffic with Alan Harris on a holiday Monday. Alan. And the Exergen WBEN 7 first alert forecast for tomorrow. You can expect some light morning snow and then a spotty snow shower with some sunshine later. Tomorrow's high 29, which might feel downright balmy. Wednesday 33, the high temperature, and it will be a quiet, placid day with sunshine. And then Thursday, quiet with sunshine and a high temperature of 40. Right now it is 21 degrees and the real field temperature is a bone chilling 12 above. So there you have it from News Radio 930 WBEN. So what do you guys make of the heat Jim Kelly is taking for A, endorsing Beth Parlato, and B, including President Trump, President Trump's Twitter handle in his tweet endorsing Beth Parlato for Congress in NY27. And when we refer to NY27, we're referring to the congressional district in which Chris Collins used to reign. But as you know, he resigned and was sentenced to 26 months in federal prison on Friday. So that district is unrepresented now, and there will be a special election coming up in just a few months, as per Governor Cuomo. So 803-0930 is the on-air number. When you call in, I will get to you as quickly as possible so you don't have to wait an interminable length of time on hold in order to be heard. And if you want to hold off, you could call as the 4 o'clock news is wrapping up. And then what I'll do when people are all set for me on the board, because you call in at about 4:05 or so, is I'll just go boom, boom, boom to phone callers so I don't impinge on your day too much to hear what you have to say. And if you're just joining us on this Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2020, Jim Kelly is flying through some flack because he had the audacity on Twitter to tweet out, "President at Real Donald Trump, my wife Jill and I are supporting at Beth for Congress for our district, hashtag NY27. Our daughters grew up together. We know her and trust her to stand for what matters most. She's a strong conservative Republican we believe can win special election 4/28 or April 28th. And your message to Jim Kelly, should he dial it back? I mean, was his mistake, I mean, for people who are not down with what Jim Kelly did, what was his mistake? Endorsing a candidate, endorsing a Republican conservative candidate, which, by the way, should surprise absolutely no one, because Jim and Jill Kelly have not exactly hidden their values or their faith under a basket. I mean, they have been pretty outspoken about it and pretty upfront about it. So why would it surprise anybody that a family that for whom faith is paramount would tend to go along the conservative Republican vein? I'm trying to figure that out. And that's not to say that people who are liberal Democrat can't have faith. It's just that you guys believe in Satan. All right, that's just, don't take that seriously. That was just an attempt at wry humor. W-R-Y, humor. It is, I knew I shouldn't have listened to Mitch Hedberg before I came into work today. Funny guy. Unfortunately, left us far too soon, but funny guy. It is 3:55. He actually, Mitch Hedberg, the comedian, he did a set at, I think it was University of Minnesota back in 2004, and that bit is up on YouTube. And I listened to it today, getting ready for work, wanted some laughs, and Mitch Hedberg delivered. He was extemporaneous, funny, had some of the classic Mitch Hedberg jokes, but he is somewhere, if there's a heaven, somewhere Mitch Hedberg must be looking down at us with one-line flatliners that would knock us out. It is 3:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. One of the things he said was, sometimes I like to throw a toothpick in the woods and say, you're home. All right, 3:56, 4 minutes before four, News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.